keep saying that, but I don't think your tiny house can hold any more decorations. Last year, I couldn't find a place to set down my hot cocoa, much less walk around. I waved away her worry as I picked up a snow globe of two snow people sitting on the couch in front of a fire. I chuckled at the irony as I handed it over to be rung up. There will always be room for one more. Abby was appalled, but not surprised that I left with 10 snow globes in hand. By the time I handed the vendor the 9th globe, he declared that I was now his season's best customer and gave me a 10th one for free. I tried to convince Abby that I was basically saving money as we headed down the snow-dusted sidewalk. But that wasn't a cookie she was willing to bite. Instead, she just hooked her arm with mine and said, "I'll never understand you. But if it makes you happy, then it makes me happy." I smiled at my friend. We were different in so many ways, but we allowed each other to be our own kind of different. Abby loved purses and shoes. While I didn't understand her need for so many, you only have 2 feet, I still went with her to store after store as she searched for the special pair. I knew, come December, she'd let me be the holliest, jolliest, Christmas-loving person that I tried to hide the other 11 months of the year. We spent the rest of the afternoon stopping at vendors so I could peruse their holiday assortments. We ate at the local sandwich shop, Freddy's Footlongs, where I sipped on peppermint-flavored hot chocolate, while Abby settled on a Diet Coke with light ice. Our feet were aching as we climbed the stairs to my small house on Main Street. I'd inherited this place plus a borderline hoarder collection of Christmas decorations when my grandmother passed away 3 years ago. I'd spent every Christmas growing up with Grandma Dawn. I'd inherited her caramel-colored eyes, dirty blonde hair, and love of everything that sparkled. We were ride-or-die Christmas fans, and this time of year made me miss her that much more. Dad was MIA after he left Mom and me on Christmas Eve when I was 7, and Mom spent more time in rehab than out of it. Christmas with Grandma Dawn was the only constant I had in my life, and my memories with her were the memories I would cherish forever. I pushed open the front door, my shoulder hitting the obnoxiously large wreath I'd hung November 1st, and walked inside. I set my bags down in the entryway and was in the process of pulling off my boots when Abby joined me. She kicked off the bits of snow on her shoes before turning to shut the door behind her. "It smells good in here," she said as she held on to the nearby wall so she could slip her shoes off. "I made sugar cookies this morning," I said. I was out of my fluffy red jacket and had turned to hang it on the hook behind me.
"But I came to get you at 9.
I glanced over my shoulder and shrugged. "And?" Abby's jacket was off now, and she stepped forward to hang it next to mine.
"So what, did you wake up before dawn to bake cookies?"
I blinked a few times, waiting for her to answer her own question. This girl had been my friend since middle school. Did she really just not know? When I didn't answer right away, Abby looked over her shoulder at me and sighed. "Why do I even ask?" I snorted. "Why do you?" I brushed off my hands and turned to my spoils that were sitting, still wrapped, in the shopping bags. I grabbed the handles and headed to the kitchen.
"I guess every Christmas I secretly hope that you will come to your senses and be normal."
She'd stopped in the entryway and stared at the 3 trees I'd set up a few weeks ago. I may have promised my best friend that I wouldn't engage her in Christmas festivities outside of December. But here, I could do whatever I wanted.
"Really? 3?